On Mosaic today, a chance to speak with Diana Stampfler. She is the president of Promote Michigan, and she has also entered into a contract position with the village of Walloon Lake as they are staging a year-long Hemingway homecoming. Now, as many of you have heard, there is the upcoming feature special series and film from Ken Burns on Ernest Hemingway. There is also a live streaming event from WCMU Public Media on the 31st this week. And so all of these things are coming together at just the right time. Diana, thanks for taking the time out of this busy time for you to talk with us today. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. I'm actually talking to you from Walloon Lake, which is where I live, and a great chance for me, you know, just to be inspired by the waters here. I kind of can know how Hemingway felt growing up his summers up here, because you really do look at that lake and feel the need to create. And what a great year we have here in Michigan to celebrate his life in our northern part of the state, and to tie it in with not only what Ken Burns is releasing, but what WCMU Public Media is doing as well.
So in the title and the position of presidency for Promote Michigan, obviously that encompasses an awful lot of stuff. But I mentioned, too, that you've got this special working relationship specifically at Walloon Lake, where you're speaking with us today, as you said. So your affiliation, your interest, your secret burgeoning passion, what would you call it in terms of your tie-in to Ernest Hemingway? How does this feel like a natural fit for you?
Well, I am a longtime writer myself, going back to my elementary school days, and have been writing newspaper articles. I have a book. I have a degree in print and broadcast journalism. So my interest in that field goes way back. And of course, Ernest Hemingway started his career as a journalist at the Kansas City Star. But it's interesting because I never was introduced to him in high school or college English classes. It wasn't until I was an adult and moved to Northern Michigan that I really understood his connection. And of course, moving into the village of Walloon Lake, you kind of absorb it organically from the community and from the passion there. And last year, I had a chance to sit down with leaders in the village as they were talking about some of the things that they wanted to do this year in terms of some historical and artistic projects in the village. And we started talking about some ideas. And out of this came a year-long celebration that we are calling the Hemingway Homecoming, which will officially kick off on April 1st with our Walloon Lake Reads, the Nick Adams Stories. And we'll run throughout the rest of the year as we really pay tribute to one of our great ambassadors to the Walloon Lake area.
Now, did the idea for all of this start in one fashion, and because of COVID, did it take on either a different timeline or just a different way that all of these events and activities are going to be presented? How did you deal with all of that in a year-long celebration with this big umbrella hanging over all of us as it has for the last 12 months?
Well, when we met last summer, there was some talk about our big event going on over, which will be Labor Day weekend this year. And we thought, well, you know, can we get it in 2020? And given the pandemic, also given our short time period, I was able to convince the village to say, you know what, let's really spend the next few months developing this program and kicking it off in 2021. And there were some other things that were beneficial for us to wait until this year. Again, the Ken Burns thing and being able to tie in with that made this year a more suitable time frame. In September, over Labor Day, we're going to be hosting a recreation of Ernest Hemingway's first wedding to Hadley Richardson, which took place up here in Horton Bay. And it's the 100th anniversary of that. So there are things that, you know, made it better for us to wait this year. And in terms of our community read, which kicks off April 1st and runs for 7 weeks, we decided, even if we could meet in person, that virtually allowed us to pull people in from not just the local community, but from all over the world. And we've seen that with our advanced registrations on that. I've got folks from, we've got moderators from California and Florida. I've had other people register from around the country, and some folks as far as the UK. So, you know, as horrific as some of the situations have been with COVID, I think it's opened up the door to a lot of us for these virtual programs and participation in things that you may not normally be able to, even if you could travel to those areas. So we've been able to take the best of all of these organizational worlds, and we've got great partnerships. We're working with the Cricketry Library for the community read. We are working with the local conservancy on some hikes. We are just really trying to utilize the resources at our local historical societies and all of those partnerships together. And I think it having that 6 months at the end of last year to plan that allowed for us to have a bigger impact this year.
The village of Walloon Lake is nicely tucked in between Boyne City and Petoskey, just off US 131 in Charlevoix and Emmett counties. And it has gained worldwide fame and recognition, not only for the beauty of the area, but as a place where Ernest Hemingway spent an awful lot of quality time. He went there when he was just 3 months old, his first trip there from the family's home in Oak Park. And it's also the setting for the Nick Adams stories that were published posthumously in 1972. And Diana Stampfler with Promote Michigan and the committee that's putting together the Hemingway Homecoming for 2021 mentioned that the kickoff for the reading events around the Nick Adams stories is on April 1st. Tell us a little bit about the stories without giving away, obviously, too much. Folks want to tune in if they have not had the chance to read them personally, but a little bit of background about those and, again, some of the things that will be going on over the 7 weeks that you'll be presenting those.
Well, we are going to kick things off, as mentioned, on April 1st, and Chris Struble, who is president of the Michigan Hemingway Society, is going to lead the discussion and talk a little bit about these stories, which many of the Nick Adams stories were actually published in other volumes, other compilations of short stories dating back into the 1920s, most likely written in Paris during his time there with his first wife, Hadley. And that's when we first got introductions into who this character Nick Adams was, loosely based on Hemingway's own childhood in the Northern Woods area. The stories are set, many of them, in the Walloon Lake, Horton Bay area. So Chris is going to talk to us a little bit about that and the tie-in with the local family. And really, Hemingway got his start fishing and hunting and discovered his love of writing while he was here at his family cottage, Windermere, which is still owned by descendants of the family to this day. So after that, we're going to actually, we've been given permission by WCMU Public Media to air the 30-minute documentary about Hemingway up in northern Michigan from a few years ago. So folks will get a chance to do that. And then we will also be airing the teaser for the Ken Burns documentary and really encouraging people to check that out April 5th through the 7th and get the full story of his whole life. And then we'll come back when we wrap up at the end of that first virtual event. We'll give people their reading assignment, just like in school. You'll be advised to read section one and then come back the following week, where we have over 5 weeks different historians, educators, scholars who will lead moderation discussions. And when you go in and get prepared for that, you'll get the list. Okay, section one, here are the five short stories in that. And we also have a reader's guide available so you can have some questions or some thoughts to consider while you're doing that reading. And then we'll open it up to that virtual discussion each week. And at the end, you'll get the reading assignment for the next week. And it will really kind of go through different sectors. It'll talk about Nick Adams and his connections to the local Native Americans. It will talk about his fascination with the outdoors and hunting and fishing. You'll talk about some issues that he has with death and his own mortality. And our leaders will really lead those discussions during those 5 weeks. And then on the finale, we're still kind of trying to decide how this is going to play out, but we are really hoping that by mid-May, we will be able to do an in-person event. And Chris Struble will be back to lead us potentially in a caravan style tour out to some of the sites in the Nick Adams story, sites that also Hemingway himself was noted to have explored. And we'll do those also Facebook Live so that folks that are not in the local area can still participate and see some of these areas where Nick Adams talks about the fresh spring and the close growing mint. And we'll be able to see that. We'll be able to see the space where the setting for the wedding took place, which I mentioned earlier is the 100th anniversary of his wedding. And Nick Adams also gets married in the Nick Adams Stories in a very similar fashion to Ernest and Hadley. So we'll take that virtual tour and that will conclude our 7-week program, but really just kicking off this whole year of Hemingway homecoming activities.
And those are all being presented in the village of Walloon Lake. And Diana Stamfler is heading up the planning for that and is also the president of Promote Michigan. Speaking with us on Mosaic today, and Diana, you mentioned the Ken Burns film that kicks off on public television on April the 5th at 8 p.m. when folks can tune in for it on WCMU Public TV. The live streaming event, Hemingway in Michigan, is Wednesday, March the 31st at 6 p.m. If folks are interested in signing up for that, go to our website at WCMU.org. So this is quite an endeavor just alone tackling the Nick Adams Stories, but you said a year-long celebration, and there'll be things culminating leading up to Labor Day and the anniversary of the wedding and so forth there. What are some of the other highlights you might point to, and or the best way as folks begin to now, if they're becoming aware of all this, make plans to join you, whether it's going to be through a virtual sense or as we hope to gather more, some of the other things that that'll be coming up in your calendar for the year, and how do folks best stay in touch with you online or email or website or so forth to find out more?
Well, I'm going to ask people, first of all, to put July 21st on their calendar. That's Ernest Hemingway's birthday. And we're going to be hosting a birthday celebration here in the village. He and his family had a tradition of a birthday tree, much like a Christmas tree. Ernest and one of his sisters had a July birthday just 2 days before him. And they would go and collect a pine tree, bring it back to Windermere Cottage, and decorate it for the birthday. So we're going to recreate that procession. And then we are also, and actually this is the first time I've announced this publicly, we're going to be unveiling a little free library in the village, which is dedicated to Hemingway, titles that he has written, but also books about his life or topics of interest to him, hunting and fishing and things like that. So that'll all take place. And then an ice cream social, of course, for his birthday on the 21st. Labor Day weekend, we've got that wedding reception recreation. And then on Saturday of Labor Day, we're going to be unveiling some historical and artistic displays downtown. And those I'm hoping will be well attended and everybody will be safe to travel at that point. And if people are looking to join us virtually or in person for any of these events, our website is walloonlakemi.com. And we also have a Facebook page for the village of Walloon Lake. It's linked right on the website. And we've got event calendars on both sites where we'll be adding information. But we've got a lot of other fun things. We're doing some cocktail demonstrations with Philip Green, who's an author and founder of the Cocktail Museum in New Orleans. And we are planning a cocktails and cigar event sometime this summer as well. So it's just really going to be a big year of celebrating things that Hemingway was fond of, hunting, fishing, consuming food and beverage, of course, and just really celebrating his life and ties to Northern Michigan.
Hemingway in Michigan is the live streaming event on Wednesday the 31st on WCMU Public Television. That program coming your way at 6 p.m. And then you can find out all the information and to sign up for that. Over 500 at last count I've heard are already registered to be a part of that event at WCMU.org. And then on Thursday, April the 1st, the village of Walloon Lake and their year-long Hemingway homecoming kicks off with Walloon Lake Reads, the Nick Adams Stories. Just the beginning of this big celebration of the famed author Ernest Hemingway and his ties, as you said very well, Diana, to all that we treasure in Northern Michigan. Thanks so much for taking the time to join in with us, and certainly our hats are off to you for the flexibility to plan it in the midst of COVID, to find ways to make it happen, whether we're hopefully further beyond and back with each other more, or you know, the all the flexibility and kind of versatility and planning on the fly that's probably having to go on right on through the event. Hats off to you for that. And I'm sure that Ernest would join us in raising a glass of toast for those efforts. And we certainly appreciate your time today.
Thank you, David. And I look forward to joining you all on the 31st for your live streaming event as well.